All right. So for the injuries, really, the only new injury we had was Jerry Franklin. He has a hamstring strain. We'll just see how he does. He's pretty tender today, but it's not a real bad tear, but it's a strain. So we'll just see how he does. Jamal Fleming had the hamstring strain from the week before. He'll probably won't, you know, if we had to practice today, wouldn't be able to practice. And then Josh Martin also had the hamstring strain. And again, if we had to practice today, he wouldn't be able to practice. So, but all of them are getting better, and at least Fleming and Martin are. And we'll just see how Franklin does here over the next few days. There's a chance Donnie Avery can get out and start practicing again here as we get going this week, and then Joe Mays will continue to progress here, and we'll just see how he does as we go forward. Eric Berry made it out of the game fine, no problems there, and Gaines continues to improve. It was a good win yesterday against a team that I think is very well coached and has some talent there. And every win in the National Football League is a good win. Appreciate our fans and the support that they gave us yesterday. I mean, they were loud as ever, and that's tough on the opposing teams that come in here. Offensively, I thought we did a nice job on our third down conversions again, and which ends up being a pretty important stat. We were 62% there. I thought Dwayne had some big catches for us as we went through the game, and along with Kels and AJ and Anthony. Haven't seen too many catches like the one Anthony had, but we'll take it. The offensive line, in order for these guys to have the catches they did, had to do a good job protecting. They had, we know they have a good defensive line there, and so I thought our guys did a pretty good job with that group. Defensively, likewise, I thought we did a nice job defensively on third downs. The Jets were 4 for 12 there, and then we were able to hold the Jets to 0 points that second half, which was very important, in particular in some of the situations we were in. We lost the time of possession game to them, but again, holding them out of the end zone kind of trumped that. And then Justin added 2 more sacks to his league-leading total of 12, and Poe added 1 to his grouping there. And then I thought Maga, who doesn't get a ton of credit for what he's doing right now, I mean, he's leading the team in tackles, and he led the team in tackles yesterday with 10. So special teams, I thought DeAnthony's return just before half, the kick return there was important and gave us a little momentum. It gave us an opportunity to score, and then I thought Dustin did a good job of keeping the field position in a few of those cases in our favor. With that, time's yours.
You mentioned Josh Maga. How big do you think that is, that he's been able to come in, take on the responsibility, and then also do what he's done in terms of production and tackles?
Yeah, no, I think it's that's been a good thing for us. And Josh was one of the few people that had a little background with Bob. So he came from the Jets, knew the defense, and I think that's helped all the way around. I think that's been a positive for us.
Andy, we touched on the offensive line a little yesterday, too. You got 3 newcomers, really a first-year left tackle,
right,
third-year center. What's been the thread that's made them? I mean, usually, you always hear it takes an offensive line years, much less weeks here. What's been the thread here that's enabled them to do what they've done?
Yeah, well, I take it all the way back last year with Brandon Albert and, the Asamoah and, Schwartz and those guys. They have this – there's a continuity that developed then. They were able to build on it this year. We added some new people. They came in and also added some leadership and continuity to the mix. The more they've played, they've gotten better there. And then I'm partial because I think they're also well coached with Andy Heck and Eugene Chung. So I think that's a good combination. We have a ton of room to improve still, but they're getting better. They're making progress every week, and that's important.
What's been the leadership? Who's been the leadership in that group, Rodney?
Yeah, you'd probably say Rodney, Mike McGlynn. You know, Harris does a good job in that area.
Does it come down to coaching wise, you guys? Because you have a left tackle in a new position. You got a left guard that you know. You haven't had for a while. You got a right guard who's a rookie. You got a right tackle you've never had before. Is it a question of finding out what they can't do and can do, and thus each week you get better at tilting the game plan to help them?
They're working both their games. Yesterday you saw them do a good job in pass protection. So we'd been doing a nice job, probably a better job in the run game in weeks past. This week we did a better job with the pass protection, and so I think that's a plus against a pretty good pass rushing team. And I was proud of them for that part. Yeah.
It just seems like Alex each week is getting rid of the ball faster. I mean, there's a lot more three steps in there, it seems.
Yeah, we do a few of those possession throws. That short intermediate game, I think we do that halfway decent, and it ties in with some of the run game part that we're doing too.
And is it just a coincidence, maybe, that you don't have a wide receiver with a touchdown catch at this point?
I know Donovan was hammering me on that the last when he was here, so I didn't even think about it till he mentioned it. Doesn't bother me as long as we're getting in and getting touchdowns. I mean, AJ came up like an inch short, yesterday. I don't think it's that big of a deal as long as we're scoring. Yeah.
The way you use Jamal in the passing game and your tight ends too. They're almost like wide receivers anyway,
Yeah, really the one that you look at the one Kels had yesterday, and I mean he was the third receiver out there, so he was in a wide receiver type position there, so yeah.
Is that something you usually at least, motivate guys, focus on them, or just kind of lighten stuff up with?
Well, do I give them the business about it? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I try not to let that slide. I mean, you got to – yeah. They're good about it, though. Listen, the receivers are making good big plays for us. You saw what Dwayne did for us yesterday. So. And then you look at what AJ did on the catch, and he came close to scoring.
You're among the league leaders in yards after the catch. Is that the design of your offense, or is that because your guys are good at running after the catch?
Yeah, I think it I'd probably give it the credit to the guys on that. Just they're able to make people miss. You see Dwayne do it. You see Kels do it. You've seen Jamal do it.
You talked about Donnie Avery maybe getting back to practice this week. What have you guys missed without him in the lineup?
It would be experience. I mean, that'd be it. But I think AJ, this has been very valuable for AJ, and has done a very nice job for us. And every week he gets a little better and more confident, and feels more comfortable in there. So. So I wouldn't take anything away from AJ to make that statement, but Donnie has been around the game a long time.
Is there something that maybe Jenkins gives you that Avery doesn't necessarily do?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not going to – that's not a healthy thing to do, start comparing like that. So, they're both good players for us.
What's been the most encouraging thing about Eric Fisher?
Yeah, he just keeps getting better and better. I mean, you saw him yesterday, and I thought he just played a heck of a game yesterday. So, yeah.
Is it one block or
was that maybe? Well, yeah, yesterday it was everything. So, but yeah, yesterday he did everything. So, did it well.
Andy, what's the Anthony been able to bring you guys in both offense and the return game?
Well, he's an explosive player, and not only quick, but he also has that speed that goes with it. So if you give him a little daylight, if you can find a way to do that, then he's normally going to hit that and hit it fast. And so he's created some big plays for us, some areas.
Coach, you praised Justin Houston's leadership this season. What have you seen from him, maybe a little bit different than last year, just as far as his development in that area?
Yeah, well, I see it in practice every day. He puts a lot of pressure on himself. He also puts it on the players around him. But he has that personality where he's funny, and he can kind of keep it loose. He knows when to crank it and when to loosen it up, and I think he's developed a good feel for that.
You talked about him staying after practice and doing the same things you saw him doing at training camp.
Yeah.
What do you think he says to the rest of the team that he stays after and still goes through that for some?
Yeah, they see his work ethic. Yeah, and he and Tomba are constantly doing work in between when the offense is out, the one offense is out doing their practice part of it, and the defense, the one defense is on the sideline. He and Tomba are out there doing all of their pass rush stuff and, that they do, and hand games that they do. So it's the guys know, and I think Justin would probably tell you he learned a lot of that from Tomba, and the way Tomba goes about his game. Just the Tomba's a relentless worker too, so it's always good for a young guy to see that, and probably a lot of the credit goes to Tomba too, with just being able to teach Justin, and then for Justin to stay with it and continue to take it to another level.
You mentioned Eric Berry. I mean, he made it through the game healthy, obviously, but what did you think of his performance overall and to the job that the guys have done in there with him being out?
Yeah, well, the guys have done a nice job with him out. It was good to get him back in, though, too. So he had a couple of nice plays there early, that one where Michael scrambled there and he came up and he took a great angle, which normally you worry about when somebody's been out for a bit. But he took a great angle, closed on him, and so it'll bring him down. So it's it was good to get him back in the swing and kind of get caught up with the game speed. When you really think about it and you look at what's real there, he hasn't had a lot of reps even since training camp and during training camp. He was hurt then too. So this was a way of getting him back in and going. And he's sore today, just body sore from playing. But that's a good thing. I mean, he's back in, and I think he feels pretty good about it.
I'm sure it's a good problem to have, having him back in there, but you've had guys who played well in the safety position. How do you get everybody involved to make sure you balance things well where the right guys are?
Yeah, and Bob's defense, everybody's going to play. So, I mean, that's just how it rolls. I mean, he saw all the different personnel groups he's got going in and how he handles that. So everybody plays. That's not necessarily an issue.
Your defense has played well, put up some numbers that are among the league leaders, yet you only have 5 takeaways. I didn't think that was possible. I thought you had to have a lot of takeaways to play good defense.
Yeah, it's unusual. It is unusual. And those things kind of come in, and normally they come in groves, but we'll see. Normally one leads to another, but we haven't been able to string those together yet, but we're going to keep working on it.
Colts have played some pretty good quarterbacks, too.
We have played some good quarterbacks, yeah.
BJ, then I'll come to you. Go ahead.
Ron Parker makes back at cornerback a little bit. Just how valuable is he to be able to go back?
Yeah, you looked at him. He played corner, played nickel, played safety yesterday. That's pretty good for a guy, for a young guy to do. He gives you a lot of flexibility there. He's a good football player. Even though he dropped that interception, he's a good football player.
Andy, has gains come as far since the start of the regular season as it appears that he has?
Yeah. I think special teams was great for him. You hear that.
Yeah, elaborate on that.
So you hear about special teams. What it does, it teaches leverage, it teaches angles. It keeps you in open space with speed players. And so you learn to work the angles and how to close on people and so on. So, and that transfers over. It really transfers over for secondary players and linebackers for whatever reason. You just see improvements. If they can handle the special teams, they normally improve on defense. And he's been one of those guys. He did a nice job as a gunner he's had an opportunity to work in at nickel. He did well there. He was able to start for us at the corner spot and do a nice job there. We're lucky to have Coop. So Coop's another good player that we can mix in, and you can't have enough of those guys. So it's good to have all of them.
With that said, I mean, can Can you call a guy who's come as far as maybe Gaines has in half a season? Is it as rough as it looked for him during the preseason?
Yeah, I mean, you're thinking of the Green Bay game. The Green Bay game was a little rough on him. I think he grew up in that game. I think he learned some things there. And in the preseason. And kind of that focused him in even more than what he might have been before. So, I don't know. Quentin Michael was one I had that started off as a special teams player, ended up being a Pro Bowl caliber safety. And it was kind of the same progression here.
As quickly?
Yeah, I can't remember how quickly. That was a long time ago.
You talk about, you know, Gaines, you kind of had to play him because of injuries in the nickel. I guess that was out in San Diego. But you didn't have to play him yesterday. Do you feel like you were taking a little bit of leap of faith with him? Or have you seen enough from him to, hey, he's going to respond okay to this?
Well, we thought he would. You know, we thought he'd be able to handle it. He looked like he did. But it was all off of what he showed us prior to.
Thank you.